The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes that the reason why we have Bris Milah on the eighth day is because it's good for the baby. And so the question that we could ask on the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim is, okay, it's nice that that's your answer, but the Gemara has its own answer. The Gemara's answer is that women were Tameh until the eighth day, so we wanted to wait until the Tumah was over in order to have the Bris. So why is it that the Rambam ignores the Gemara's answer and instead offers a completely different answer? So one possibility is that Bizmanenu, and even in the times of the Rambam, the Tumah was no longer that way, and women were Tameh far further than just the 7 days, and therefore we needed a different answer. It was good for the baby. But what does it mean it's good for the baby? If it's good for the baby because it's mechazik, the baby, then one can make the argument, wait a few more months. An 8-day-old baby is much more fragile than a 6-month-old baby or a 2-year-old baby. So just wait until the baby is old enough that it's got a little bit more strength and do the Bris Milah then. It's a great answer. So it's a great question too. So the possibilities are that maybe there's something else here at play as well. And so there is, I believe, a medrash that says that the child will be stronger on the eighth day. So there's something about the eighth day that keeps a kid strong. So what is that exactly? So in the early 2000s, a pshat was put out based on a scientific study from 1935. And this is what they found in 1935. There is a certain antibody or something in the human system that finds itself in there at approximately the 5th and 7th day. It comes in like a boost on day 5 and day 7. And what it does is it allows coagulation of the blood, that the blood should clot. It allows that to happen quicker. And the day that it is most concentrated, the day that it is at its strongest, is at the 8th day. In fact, in the entire child's life, they'll never have as much of that in their system as on the 8th day. Suggests, perhaps, this Rav, maybe that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Vayom HaShmini Mo, on the eighth day we do Bris Milah. Why? Because the body is in a place on the eighth day that it won't be for its entire lifetime. Yes, the body physically might be stronger in some ways on day 15 and on day 100 and on day 365. But in terms of the coagulation, which is so critical for a successful end to a Bris Milah, that will be at its finest and at its best on the eighth day. It's an amazing thing when science and when the Torah coincide so well that way. It sends a message to us that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was giving the mitzvos, there was chachma behind everything. It's not just, pick randomly the eighth day. But look, the human body is in the most perfect place to have a Bris Milah on day 8. Have a great day.